Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran has once again ruled out any negotiations with foreign governments over its missile capability. President Hassan Rouhani says the nation's missile program is non-negotiable. Rouhani was meeting with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukio Amano, in Tehran. Now, the president called on the IAEA to play a more active role in resolving the Western dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program. He stressed non-diversion in Iran's nuclear program as well. Rouhani says Tehran is serious in the nuclear negotiations with the P5+1, more than its legal rights, including uranium enrichment, for peaceful purposes. Amano voiced hope that the dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program will be resolved soon. He has also met with Iran's foreign minister and the Atomic Energy Organization's chief. He described his visit to Iran as useful. Well, we're crossing over to Tehran. Political commentator Mr. Mostafa Khoshchesh, thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's look at the significance of his visit. Is it significant? What exactly can be accomplished in your perspective?
Hello, and thank you very much for having me on board. It's a very important trip, but we should first take a look at the history of Iran's cooperation with the IAEA. Back a decade ago, when the IAEA was operating under the then Director General Mohammed El-Baradei, the IAEA had six major questions about Iran's atomic activities in the past, of course, before 2006. And all these issues were resolved. One of them pertained to the detonators, nuclear detonators, which are known as EBW detonators. And everything was resolved. Actually, Iran responded to the questions. The IAEA Director General Mohammed El-Baradei sent his deputy, Oli Haydonin, to Tehran twice, and they visited Parchin, which is a military site and not a nuclear site. You know, under the IAEA rules, normal rules, they cannot visit military sites, but Iran provided them with access to these to this military site. And then they came up with the idea that there has been no diversion in Iran's nuclear activities. Then the National Intelligence Estimate, which is given out by 16 U.S. intelligence bodies, in two separate reports in 2007 and 2010, verified Iran's peaceful nuclear program at least since 2003. So everything was resolved. When the IAEA Director General was changed and Yukio Amano rose to power through the support that he received from the United States, under the pressures of Washington, he started again over and again and again to raise the same old issues, including the EBW detonators.
Well, Mr. Khoshchesh, let me just jump in here then. Are you saying then it depends on who the head of the IAEA is as far as how the organization actually deals with this issue concerning Iran?
No. It's not dependent on who is leading the IAEA. Actually, the point is that the IAEA is under the U.S. pressures. And when they don't find anything wrong with Iran's nuclear program, they raise the same old issues again and again. Now, since President Rouhani rose to power, he brought with himself a new kind of dialogue, a rather new, he said that he's a man of interaction and dialogue. So Iran started what our leader called heroic flexibility in its talks, at least in resolving its nuclear issue with the U.S.-led West. So Iran tried to show that it's really flexible, but there should be an endpoint to everything. But now, here today, President Rouhani and AEOI chief Mr. Ali Akbarsaleh, he both trying to make the IAEA chief, Mr. Amano, understand that there is an endpoint to Iran's flexibility. Now, Iran has always asked, okay, if you want to know about the same old issues, you should tell us when is it going to end? That's number one. You should give us assurances that you would not raise the same issues again and again, because this is the third time that you're talking about the same detonators. This is number one. Number two, President Rouhani tried in his statements to make Mr. Amano understand that Iran is not going to give up even an iota of its nuclear rights. Iran is going to continue its nuclear enrichment if there is going to be any kind of deal under the Geneva nuclear deal, the interim deal that Iran signed with the six nations, the six powers. Iran will not give up its enrichment. Iran will continue the civilian use of the nuclear technology.
So, Mr. Khoshchesh, so where does the negotiation stand? On the one hand, Iran is saying that it will not back away from its red lines. It will continue uranium enrichment. It will continue its civilian nuclear activities. On the other hand, we see the P5 plus one, well, specifically, we can say the United States, actually coming back and forth and demanding many of those things. First of all, they've sort of changed their perspective about the enrichment in general, but still they want some of the military installations to be inspected and other things. So where does that leave Iran at this point in time? If Tehran is not willing to back down, and it does not seem like the other side is willing to actually have honest negotiations, so now what?
This is our red line. Actually, President Rouhani wanted to today, and also in his recent statements in the last 2 or 3 months, he has repeatedly stressed one single point, that if you have misunderstood me, I'm here to correct you. The point is that I'm not going to give up anything. Our missile technology is our red line. It's not going to be included in any kind of talks. Also, Mr. Salahi told Amana today that the EBW detonators, we have provided you with detailed information today. He said my colleagues, quote unquote, have provided Amana with detailed responses to whatever they needed to know and they asked to know. And the next step, we hope, he said, of course, we hope is going to be a wrap-up of this issue. So that was a kind of warning to the IAEA that Iran is not going to give up its right, and Iran is not going to play with the same old issues to waste time. And this was the warning that Iran has repeatedly given to the world states, the world rulers, and the IAEA chief.
Are you optimistic, Mr. Khoshchesh, that this impasse is going to be resolved in the near future?
Well, everything depends on one thing, one single thing. The United States should first come to realize that Iran is an established nuclear state. It means that it has the nuclear fuel cycle and it's not going to give it up. Number one. Number two, it should come along with this newly emerging power, that's Iran. Number three, the United States should take good care to think of its own interests, not Israel's interests. If it's going to take care of Israel's interests, no, it's not going to be resolved. If it thinks the White House rulers, if they think of their own nation's interests, then they should accept a nuclear Iran. They should come to, you know, understand and feel this perception and this concept that Iran is not going to retreat. And when they come to this point that they really understand and they find some belief in this, then maybe they will change their course and they will not ask for in the inclusion of missiles or human rights issues in the talks. Okay. And they know that it's not going to be so. If they want to resolve this issue, they should go along a logical path.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran, Mr. Mostafa Khoshchesh, political commentator.